Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesu. The throw from Carter and he is safe. DeJesu steals second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Spear reaches second base with a double. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rochelle moves to third. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rochelle scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Valentine moves to third. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Valentine scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Tyson reaches second base with a double. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyson moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. George Riley now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie is hit by the pitch. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riley fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Carter moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Cromarty scores. It's 6-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillard. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Dawson scores. Carter moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Cromarty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Expos. Tom Hutton pinch runs for Warren Cromarty. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. Hutton moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Jerry White now playing right field. Roland Office now playing center field. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Offa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for George Riley. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Offa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Expos. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Vale reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Figueroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Figueroa moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blackwell hits a line drive towards first. Hutton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tyson strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.